I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Charming to the last.
I'm surprised you had the courage to take the responsibility yourself. The more you tighten your grip, Tarkin, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
You may fire when ready.
What?
You're listening to Extra Life Radio. And now, a man who plumps when you cook him. Scott Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, fat people, skinny people, people with herpes, people with leprosy, people with the clap, people with the blight. Welcome to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson, your host for the next foreseeable, however the crap long this goes. You know, I found out that this can't really go any longer than an hour because the software I use to edit together the show only lasts an hour and 6 minutes. And so, you know, we've got kind of a hard limiter there. Good times, huh? Hey, we got a great show for you today. Before we get going, welcome. And thanks again to MindOnTheNet.com for helping sponsor the show. But especially thanks to you, the listeners. We are part of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. If you'd like to join the fun, email your written audio your written or audio comments. They wouldn't be both written and audio. Well, I guess they could be. But that would be horribly redundant, and don't waste your time. But send those to myextralife@gmail.com. That's myextralife@gmail.com. Make sure also to check out myextralife.com for the thrice weekly comic, the blog, the message boards, the fun, the frolic, the good times. If you're also feeling a little frisky, why not call the beef line and share with us your thoughts? We'll play it on the show. 206-350-BEEF. And while I'm thinking about it, you guys need to send in your promos. Now, you've noticed the last few shows I've been playing some promos from other podcasts. I plan to continue to do that. I do it free of charge. There's no reason why you shouldn't, as a podcaster, put together a promo. But here's the nice thing about our show. You don't have to be a podcaster. You can be anybody. So send those promos in. Make them about 30 seconds. Decent production value would be nice. And we'll make sure to play them on the show. Also, I have some news. This isn't final by any means, but there is a chance. Extra Life, and these guys in the regular cast who are listening to me right now, they don't even know about this yet. I haven't told them. But there is a very good chance. Well, let's just say there's a chance. I don't know how good it is. That we might be cutting a deal to be played, have the Extra Life radio program being played on terrestrial radio stations. That's correct. You heard me right. We may get played on regular AM or FM stations around the country. There's also a possibility of being part of the Sirius satellite radio network. Whoa. I can't give you too many details right now because I don't know them all. Plus, I've kind of, I'm kind of sworn to silence about the details, but more will be forthcoming. Now, with that out of the way, like the fat hippo of information that it was, let's introduce our cast.
What the hell?
Hey, we have in the room with us a whole bunch of guys. Let me start at the bottom and work my way to the top.
Wait, start at the bottom. Yell my name out first.
I'm going to call out Chris, who comes to us from Maryland. He is here relatively frequently. Chris, how's it going in the fine land of the upper eastern United States?
It's going great.
That's good. Good to have you here. We have with us, new to the program, Sasha. Also goes by the name of Asterix. You may have seen him comment on a few blog posts. And he is the fine gentleman who got the interview with Tim Willits.
Man,
last week, and he comes to us from originally from Yugoslavia, now living in Houston. Sasha, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very happy to be on the show.
It's good to have you here.
I've been listening to it for a long time. Thanks.
Yeah, it'll be great because we get to hear a little bit more about QuakeCon from you later in the show. Brian is here from crap are you from? Some crappy place. South Carolina.
Yeah, from the SC.
That's right. He's got a toilet
OC.
Toilet seat hanging on his
SC.
Wall. He's the man.
That's right.
Brian, welcome back to the show as always. And Obsidian, you're in there somewhere. Where are you? You're not on my list. Oh, it's because we're doing some interesting Skype work tonight. Obsidian comes to us from the killing fields of Cambodia. Oh, wait.
It's not Canberra. It's Colombia.
Oh, it's Colombia.
Colombia.
Ah, God. It's, next time it'll be Corinthia,
buena
where
noche,
the leather comes from. Say what?
Noches, it's called Honson.
Oh, listen to that, dude. Ooh, the silky smooth. Yeah. So you ladies who obviously don't listen to the podcast, you might get something out of that. So welcome to the show, Obsidian. Always a pleasure to have you here. And finally...
Well, it's good to be back, Scott, after you kicked me out of the last show.
Oh, that's a long story.
Ouch.
We don't have time to tell it. Too bad. Too bad we don't have time. But yeah, I kind of schmooched Obsidian last week unintentionally. I wanted him on the show.
Did you just say schmooch?
The wrong word came out, sorry. Okay.
it was a dark room. Alcohol was involved.
Let's just leave it at that.
Whoa.
Who else is with us? Andrew's here. Andrew's here from the fine land of Daytona Beach. I almost said California again. Daytona Beach, Florida. Andrew, welcome to the program.
I'm very impressed that you didn't say California.
Actually. I almost did, dude. I stuttered and stopped.
Yeah,
so
I know.
We're all good. Now, did I miss anyone?
Yeah,
I didn't screw up, did I?
Cambodia.
Yeah. Hey, they're killing fields in Florida.
No, you could send him a globe with it painted on it, and it would still get it wrong.
I'd still get it wrong. It's my plan, is to get it wrong. So who else? Did I miss anyone? Is this everyone?
No one's speaking up,
so I guess that means I didn't miss anyone.
If you want, I can grab a phone book and
we can start
calling people.
No.
Magnificent Six.
I think this is good. Six is our... Yeah. In fact, you know what? This marks the largest group we've had on the show. We have never had any more than five.
Why don't we play different people, you know? We can all play alter egos and stuff.
You guys and your role-playing. Give it a rest.
I'm going to play a guy named Earl.
Dude, you're pretty close anyway. Okay, listen to this.
I'm going to play a girl. I'm going to play a girl named Sandy.
Oh, sweet. I mean, that'd be great.
Sandy!
Okay, that reminds me, Obsidian. We have some news that you and I have to share here real quick. You know what I just realized? Oh, no, that's working. No, never mind. It's all good. I was going to say, Obsidian, last week you weren't here to help inaugurate it, but we started a contest, and that contest was that Obsidian and I were going to put together some artwork of some sort in some form that the winner of the contest would receive, and yada, yada, yada. Well, here's the deal. It now involves three artists. It's Obsidian, myself, and Brian.
And Sandy!
No Sandy. But we are going to contribute to this piece of artwork. Let me tell everybody what the contest, the goods are, all right? Here's what we've decided to do. And we've thrown the idea around a little bit, and then we finally come up with this. We are going to jointly create a one-of-a-kind, unique wallpaper image that involves the following. Obsidian and whatever character he wants to provide, probably himself.
Ninjas.
In some sort of pose, maybe ninja pose, I don't know. Fighting across the way from me, whatever I draw... to fight him.
I might be nude.
And then that's fine. And in the middle, we'll have Brian create whoever's going to be the referee. And that is going to be it. Now, it'll be 1600 by 1200, a high-quality piece of work, and we will send it exclusively to that person. Now, you might say, well, wallpaper, you can copy that 100 million times. Well, of course you can.
The toilet seat.
Yeah, exactly.
How about the toilet seat?
No toilet seats. Too expensive. So the winner of this contest, if you want, you can copy that thing 1,000 times. We don't care. Do whatever you want with it, but it's yours to do what you want with.
Because Scott doesn't care about any of us.
Damn straight. So, I'm just kidding. So I'm going to bring up...
He just lines his pockets with our hard work.
I'm going to bring up the Deely Whacker. Hold on a minute. Here it is.
Hey! Oh, you're doing your spare time drone business.
Here's the contest respondents. We had 482 of you apply to win this contest.
80 of them were just mime.
It's mimes? What?
Oh,
you
yeah,
say mimes?
All mimes. Yeah.
Jeez. I really thought you said mimes.
Are you going to receive mimes in this contest? I refuse to draw for a mime.
Okay. It's just a blank email. There's not even a return.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Here we go. I'm going to run this little randomizer program. I'm closing my eyes. I'm not even looking at it. I'm just going to hit it.
You want a drum roll?
I'll edit that in after. Here we go. And where it lands, nobody knows.
I want to take this opportunity while Scott does this to inform people that this is a PHP program that Scott wrote himself.
That's right.
And he did it in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Here it is.
He confessed to us that he did it in 3 seconds.
You ready for
the
winner?
He has.
Did you talk? Will you just shut up over there? Okay, here it is.
Here in Cambodia? Sure, I'll shut up.
All right. We have a winner, and the winner is... Okay, you ready?
Michael J. Fox.
No, his name is... I can't even pronounce it.
Armando Sante.
I can't.
Michael Jackson?
Okay, the reason is he lives in Denmark. He goes by the name. Here's his Denmark name. Jeppe Skinnerjigging.
Scott.
I'm sure that was exactly how you pronounce it.
And he says, a.k.a. Douglas in Denmark. That way we know who he is.
So,
no kidding, dude. I'm looking at
Jeppe. If you have a really cool name, you're going to have a very common, like, screen name.
Well, listen to his name. Seriously, it's Jeppe Skinnerjigging.
Oh, were there any vowels in that?
My name is Jeppe Skinnerjigging. And he even goes on to say, he even says, it's impossible to pronounce in English, so just call me Douglas from Denmark. So, Douglas from Denmark, this is your call to email me at myextralife@gmail.com to collect your winnings.
We salute you, and you have exactly 10 seconds counting now.
Yeah. So, it's real men of extra life. We salute you, Douglas.
That's right, Doug.
Douglas.
Way to go, Dougie. Anyway,
hey, Denmark, that is a long way from here.
It's very cool.
Oh,
that's very long.
That's
like a whole different country, man.
Yeah, way to go, Jeppe. Way to go. We're proud of you. You'll get your stuff right away.
I'm really glad it's not on the toilet seat. It might provoke an international incident.
Yeah, and we don't want that. Okay, now remember this, Jeppe Skinnerjigging, that you...
I don't think he likes this anymore, Scott. I don't know if he's interested.
Your prize is not yet available. We're still in the middle of creating it. And when I say in the middle, I mean the beginning. And when I say the beginning, we haven't started yet. but we're going to.
Yeah, we need to wait. For Scott to learn how to draw first.
No, but we're going to. We're going to. Evil. We're going to start it right away. And it's a guaranteed happening thing. And so I suspect probably in a week or so we'll have this off to you. But you need to claim the prize. That's one sticky thing on this is you have to email me and claim the prize. I'm not going to send it to you.
It's going to be in color, I hope.
That's
right.
It's
going to be
in color. To claim the prize, you have to physically drive to Scott's house and knock on his door when he's home.
Yeah, and so the
drawing will be in color?
So for the 481 other losers...
The color depends, actually.
Yeah. For the 481 other losers of this contest, there will be another time. We're going to do some more contests on the show. Don't know what they're going to be yet.
Well, remember, everybody, dear listeners, everybody's a winner.
Yeah. Everyone's a wiener? You'll have to clarify. All right. Anyone got anything to say? Because I'm about to move on. Gosh damn it.
Wow, Scott. Wow. Scott swore. I feel so bad.
Well, I said only half a swear. All right. So let's see. Okay. Let's move on. Oh, my gosh.
People that don't believe in heck.
No, I feel... I feel a lot of pressure tonight because I noticed this hour-long limit.
I got that from a webcomic.
Oh, you did? Who? Yours?
Well, actually, a friend told it to me, and he told me that he got it from a webcomic. So I just want to salute my friend Nabas. He lives in Sweden, and he told me that for the first time. Hello, Nabas. I'm pipping you out on the radio.
Yeah, and careful. Good luck with that wrestling match you're having with your...
And I also want to tell all the Extra Life Radio listeners that while I said that, I was actually waving my hand as if you could see me.
I can see you.
Nerd.
Dude, no one can see you. Okay, here we go. We're going to talk about some listener mail because if we don't get to this quick, it's going to pile up forever. I've got the most freaking email. Holy crap. Look at this.
Man. Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to rip through it. I narrowed it down to some of the more important ones. You guys, a lot of these have to do with you as a group, and so we'll get some good feedback here. First one we got was from Rhett Peterson. I think we've heard from him before. Anyway, he goes on just to talk a little bit about his experience in Knights of the Old Republic, and some of you may remember on a previous show I complained that I'm no good at playing the evil side. I just can't make the bad decisions. It drives me crazy.
I'm with you there.
Yeah. So you,
big baby.
Yeah, we're all babies. I just don't know why I couldn't do it. But he goes on to say, I had the exact same problem. I would try playing evil, but at some point would just like mug an old lady and steal the little kid's lunch money, and I just couldn't do it.
I don't recall the old lady mugging and the stealing of the lunch money.
I don't either.
In Star Wars, but continue.
He may have made that part up, is my guess.
Oh, I could see the Jedi going, "Give me your money, kid." But and he just whips the lightsaber out.
It's my lunch money.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Yeah. The only way I've managed to go evil for any length of time was to skip through the dialogue and not read how much of a jerk I am. Anyway, very funny. Thanks, Rhett. Good, great email from Rhett. We got this one from Nilis Green. Niles Green? I don't know.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
That's Golga 13
from the forums.
From
all
the
right.
forums.
Well, he goes
he
on.
He actually locally lives near me.
Oh.
Which now I'm moving.
Yeah,
so.
Get out of there, dude.
Is there a way locally. Of not locally,
locally.
Living? Yeah. Is there a way of living near you,
wait
not
a minute.
Locally?
But wait, well, Scott lives near me, just
sort of.
Not locally.
Relatively near. I'm not as
yeah,
far as
see?
Cambodia. Okay, in the episode you made, oh wait, oh no, this is right. In that last episode, you made an offhanded comment that Nolan Bushnell invented Pong. This is not correct. I just watched G4. Oh, well, like, that's a great place for information. I just watched G4 episode of Icons. Actually, I like that show. And actually, they talked about the father of video gaming, Ralph Baer.
Yep.
Not that this really matters, but I thought you would like to know. Great shows, by the way. Thanks, Nilis or Nihilus or whatever it is.
It is. It's true. He's the one who... created the Odyssey and Pong and all, everything, and it wasn't until recently that even he got any kind of recognition at all.
Yeah, but Bush, you got to give Bushnell credit for actually getting it to market and in the hands of gamers. There's a lot to be said for the guy that kind of invented things, but you know, it's like, well, I don't want to make that comparison. I'll get in trouble. Never mind. Jeremy Elston. Elston, yeah. Says, greetings. Started listening. What?
Wow.
Oh, you know who this is, don't you, Brian?
Yeah.
It's a gay lover from the past.
Oh, no.
The present, maybe. It says, greetings. Started listening to the podcast when Brian, a.k.a. some cartoonist, finally got around to telling me about it first. You guys are hilarious. Have to be careful not to burst out laughing here at work sometimes. Thanks, and keep up the great work.
There.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, which Charles, well, I don't know if I can say that or not.
He crashed your server.
He works somewhere where I used to work. How's that?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Was it back when you were a dancer, Brian?
That was it.
Oh, I got to watch my peas. I just peed on the microphone. Do you guys ever say your peas so loud?
Working the pole.
Working the pole?
You were working the pole? Wait a minute. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, that's when you dance with the stripper pole, man.
I love it.
Brian was working the pole.
Okay, this is for you, Andrew. It says, Andrew is a silly man. I should know. It says, hi, Scott. You and company, High Obsidian, Andrew, Brian, and the rest, are the reason this...
Hi! Hello!
Oh, my gosh, that hurt. Why?
Well, aren't we supposed to answer those things? You know, like, if she says hi, we say hi back.
Sure, let's do it that way.
And wave.
Yes, and wave.
Yeah, and wave.
Don't forget to wave. Chris is on the ball.
Cyberspace.
He says, are the reason... this
is creepy, man. I'm in my boxers.
Ew. You're freeballing it, dude. You and company.
He's working the pole.
I am working the pole. You and company are the reason this 30-something and his lady have been... bowed to the newish world of podcasting. Thank you for keeping...
Great, we saved their marriage.
That's right. It says, thank you and keep them coming. While listening to the recent show, we were dumbfounded when we heard rambunctious Andrew say that Wahlberg played the father of Mike Tavery or whatever in the recent Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We saw the movie recently and we were immediately dumbfounded by Andrew's absolute surety that he played the character since he looks nothing like him. We checked IMDb.com and found out he was played by Adam Godley. As I thought, Andrew was silly, as all Andrews are, since that is my name
minute,
as well.
Wait a minute, Scott, can you repeat that last name again? Adam what?
Adam Godley.
The guy's name is Godley?
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed how Michael Jackson kind of looks like that guy from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, you mean like Charlie, you mean? You mean like, yeah, I've heard that comparison. Some say that he may have based his character on him, but I don't know, who knows. But anyway, he says in IMDb.com, there's proof that this guy is not the actor you thought he was, Brian, or Andrew, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
What if I don't have a pipe?
Look, you're so graciously taking defeat on this issue. I like it.
Well, I'm checking something. Go on.
All right. Yeah. All right. Not to be outdone. All right.
And I want a last name like that. Godly.
Okay, this one comes from...
You know what? From now on, my last name is Godly. I'm Obsidian Godly.
This one comes from Ellie Aitken. Aitken? This is Rue.
It's going to be Celestial.
This is Rao from the forums, by the way. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, says, they've never pronounced Chiluthulu, the whatever it is, Chick-fil-A.
Cthulhu.
I guess others do it for me, so at least then I'm not wrong. Well, there you go. She's from Scotland. Have a nice day. There's a girl.
I thought it was Cthulhu.
Well, it's usually hard to say Cthulhu.
Hey, 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 wait, wait. A girl? Woo.
Yeah,
what,
a girl, dude.
A girl.
A girl.
I bet it's about me.
Well, you're not even listening. Okay, here comes our favorite Suave guy. This is Jose Mantos. He emails us all the time. This guy's great. He says, oh, you guys forgot to mention Robotnik, Dr. Robotnik, in your video game villainy show. Says, I've noticed you're Mario fan, so you probably never played Superior Sonic games. Not true.
Oh.
I played the living crap out of Sonic. Yeah. It's good times.
Yeah. When I was little, it made me dizzy.
Yeah, it's good times. He commented, thank you.
Maybe it was the liquor.
Yeah.
It was the glue. It was the glue.
He was hocked up on Robitussin playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
Huffing glue.
Guessing.
Hey, Obsidian, here's our old friend Vlad. He says,
hey.
Yeah, he says, hi there, Scott. I was eating lunch and reading some stuff and came across this text about Dean Cain. However, something did spring to my mind. The Dean Cain Challenge. All right? He says, okay. This is what you do. You try to find what a connection is between Dean Cain and everybody else. So, like...
Oh, kind of like the...
Like Kevin Bacon.
Kind of right? Kevin Bacon, exactly. So we may want to play that sometime.
Yeah, the only thing that makes it very difficult is Dean Cain doesn't do squat.
Yeah.
We'll
tie it together like,
Cain... Oh, Kevin Bacon does.
Well, he does more.
Wait a minute, he's in everything.
Yeah, yeah, Kevin Bacon... Kevin Bacon handed me my food at Wendy's today. So,
yeah. I love his last name, Bacon. I love that last name, Bacon.
Yeah, Bacon's a great name. Okay, listen to this, though. Did you guys saw on my blog that thing about Dean Cain, that
Lego thing?
Yeah, the Lego mosaic.
Yeah, that
was pretty
that was
cool.
Awesome.
That was very cool. All right, a couple more. We'll rip through these
you
last
have a
few.
Blog?
Oh, I'm going to kick you right in the trash. Rhett Peterson again. He says...
That is so aggressive. He could never have the last name Godly.
His last name would be Hately.
Yeah. Rhett Peterson says, we forgot to talk about Max Payne 2 in our best video games
what
nobody played.
What can you expect from a Mac user?
Dude, what show is Obsidian on over there? He's like talking to somebody else.
Obsidian, we already know he's hocked up on cough syrup.
Hey, Obsidian, just like Pat Robertson said he was going to go after Chavez. Scott is going to hire someone to go after you.
Now you're going to get all political on us. That'll be just fine. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that whole thing's pretty crazy, dude. Pat Robertson's a freak nut. I've said.
He's going to start another war for us.
Okay, then let's see. We got a couple more here. I don't have a name on this one, but he talks about a couple of villains that we forgot in games. One is the time limit.
What?
No, he means in any game. He says most puzzle games have one.
It does have the name of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you first said that, I was like, what the hell game had a bad guy named Time Limit?
Exactly.
Is that some kind of Crash Bandicoot?
I'll get you, Time Limit! Anyway, it goes on to say, it says the most infuriating thing in gameplay, most notable in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the NES in the second level. I remember that, dude. He says Ares, the god of war, the final boss in God of War. Or yeah, God of War's final boss was. I don't know what I'm saying. Kefka in Final Fantasy VI and Sephora in Final Fantasy VII.
Oh yeah,
never played it. Screw it.
I never played them, but I like know what the bad guys are.
But he does say, "Well, I'm going to stop here. Greetings from Holland. I didn't get your name. I apologize. Right. I just for some reason it didn't print. Whoever you are,
I want some wooden shoes.
Yep, bring them on, dude. Let's go clogging. Okay, we got one from McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew
McConaughey?
Yeah, speaking of pot and bongos, dude.
Oh, yeah, he was like, this email was typed out while being doped up with my bongos in the garage.
This is actually a question. He says, hey, guys, I heard the Freakazoid music at the end of the show of 40, and I wanted to, or he didn't know where it came from. So the question is, where did it come from?
The speakers.
No. Well, Brian or Andrew, you know where it came from.
It's from the cartoon. There was a
WB cartoon.
There was a cartoon back in the, geez, what was it, like the late 90s, early 2000 or whatever, and it was a cartoon called Freakazoid. I think it ran like one or two seasons, and then
it was cool.
He had that big swooping hair.
It was about a computer nerd who got electrocuted, and he got sucked into cyberspace.
Oh, I remember that.
And then he could turn into Freakazoid. It was kind of like a cartoon version of Tron.
It was Canadian, wasn't it, I believe?
Was it Canadian?
That sounds like it would
Chris,
Canadian.
Have you ever heard of this? I've never heard
of
this.
Well, you
thing.
Should blame Canada.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. This is a little beyond our – is this a recent thing or old?
Well, a few
it's
years ago.
Freakazoid? Yeah. No, it's like... Freakazoid, isn't that like mid-90s?
No, I think Freakazoid... I think the cartoon came out in 1923.
Yeah. On that note, we
I
got
think
one.
It was mid-90s. I think, honestly,
hey, wasn't that the year Scott was born?
Yeah. No. Dude, I'm not that old. Oh, that hurts. I'm not that old.
Oh, see?
I'm all
Scott's
sad now.
Spot.
Yeah. He found my.
Scott's weakness.
I'm like the Death Star, dude, but you kick me in the groin, and that's it. I'm out. Okay, let's see. Sebastian.
Hey, that's tickle.
We got one from Sebastian Van Dijk, or Dijik. He says, "Hey, everybody from the Estrel."
I think that's probably Van Dyke.
Well, it's D-I, it's Van and then a space, then D-I-J-K. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
He's from Van Holland, Dyke. Right?
Probably from Holland.
He lives next door to that square.
Maybe it's the same guy. I don't know. But anyway, he says some other news he has about Dean Cain. I thought this was interesting. There is a Dean Cain fan club which was just disbanded. And the reason was the guy who ran it, died.
Wow.
It's sad to laugh at that.
Dean Cain!
But it's like, oh, we're going to have to dump everything. How come? Well, you know, Steve blacked out while watching the last season of Lois and Clark. And
yep,
I wonder if he had like a Dean Cain funeral thing going on.
I wonder if he had a shrine with candles.
I mean, you really have to kind of wonder about a guy who's running a Dean Cain fan club.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, maybe you didn't see him in Future Sport with Wesley Snipes.
You know what, though?
If that was the Clash of the Titans, you know, if that wasn't the Clash of the Titans, I don't know what is.
You know, I'm telling you. Actually, Clash of the Titans was kind of crappy in its own right, but that's a whole other movie.
Yeah.
But Chris always brings in the logical thing to ask, which is why would the guy have that thing anyway? And I wonder the same thing, but God rest his soul. May he be the first guy to shake Dean's hand when he gets spit out the bottom of the porn industry and dies. Let's see.
I have to say, I'm actually impressed because I had no idea that Dean Cain was ever in a movie with Wesley Snipes.
Oh, well, we've all learned something
Future
today.
Future Sport.
Well, we've all
like
learned
I
something
said,
today.
I have no idea.
Wesley Snipes. Man.
Yeah, nobody's seen your crappy movie. All right, let's talk about Dennis Rhodes. He wrote in, "I was always wondering if the guys on the show who play D&D could give me any advice on how to get a group going. A few of my friends and I are interested in playing, but have no experience with any of the tabletop RPGs, and we don't know anyone in our area who plays. Anything would be helpful. Anyone have a quick answer to that, like a 30-second answer?
Well, yeah, a quick answer to that is go to the local hobby shop. They have bulletin boards there where people that are looking for groups or
good
players
call.
Or whatever, they post, you know, little notes asking for people and stuff.
Get on
There's
the
a very big chance you're going to get a serial killer, but hey, that's like, you gotta get
nerds,
on the
man.
Internet.
Y'all are nerds. That does it for viewer mail.
You
mean,
guys,
listener mail.
I really look good in these boxers.
Yeah, yeah. When we come back, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about a couple other things. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFL 2K5 salvation for those football players out there that are ticked about what EA did not too long ago and how crappy EA's new Madden game is. We're also going to talk a little bit about some of the cool things that movies always do that I thought were funny. And we'll finish it up talking a little bit about QuakeCon after that. So, this is a reminder, you're listening to Extra Life Radio. We'll be right back.
How are you doing tonight?
What is Jawbone?
Welcome to Jawbone. This is going to be kind of a laid-back show. Sometimes you just open up the mic, you don't really know what to say.
I got a couple of things I can throw your way. I always prepare. I try to be prepared.
The BBC calls Jawbone the podcast Jerry Seinfeld would have made had he settled down in Cleveland with 5 children.
I smell like kielbasa. Or like a ham sandwich.
Hey, what's up with the foreigners?
Witty. Funny. Hilarious. Says the guy reading this promo.
Down with Adam Chicken Curry.
Where is it, a Sasquatch or is it more of a skunk ape?
Did I dial 911? I meant to dial 911. Hang on, let me hang up.
It's like eavesdropping on your neighbor, says Lynn and Nora's neighbor.
Because we weren't talking about racy topics.
Oh, yes,
like
right.
All married people do. I just can't even talk to a married person who isn't talking about something racy.
From the streets of Cleveland comes Jawbone Radio with Lynn and Nora. Ah! Listen in at jawboneradio.com and find out, what is Jawbone anyway?
Yeah, it's kicking. It's rocking. It's, you know, stick it in your ear and listen to it.
And we are back. again, people, get those promos in. I can play it just like that last one. Welcome back to the show. Not too many months ago, there was a strange happening, or strange thing that happened within the video game industry, and it pissed a whole lot of people off. It pissed me off pretty good and hard. And I know everybody in the group here isn't a big time football fan, but I enjoy a good football game from time to time. And even in its heyday, I really enjoy the Madden games. I've enjoyed different developers, what they've done with football over the years, and tried a lot of stuff. Chris here is our resident expert when it comes to football games. I think there's no doubt about that. Or is there, Chris?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, we're about to find out the hard way. He and I were both pretty ticked off when EA made the announcement that they had signed an exclusive deal with the NFL to produce Madden as the only current generation console and PC licensed football game. For this whole, isn't it 5 years?
Yeah, it's 5 years. It was some exorbitant amount of money that they actually never really released, and they've got the exclusive on the NFL, NCAA, ESPN. They've got actually a 15-year deal with ESPN.
Oh. Gosh.
Yeah, 15-year deal with ESPN.
And that's an insult to injury deal, because ESPN was previously, they had a deal with Sega in their 2K series.
Yeah.
Which I love, and I know Chris likes a lot. Well, just a couple of days ago, or yesterday, was it? Yeah, it was yesterday. We found a link to, and it's in the blog. If you go search for 2K5 or something like that, it'll show up. But basically, it's a way for those who prefer to play their NFL 2K5 game, which is a superior offering by all accounts and reviews so far, as compared to the new version, the Yo 6 version of Madden. You can get all the recent, all the new stats and stuff, all the new players, all the new trades, all the new everything. And Chris, you've actually done this. Can you tell us kind of how the experience went?
Yeah, well, actually, it's plays a lot like, for playing one game, you're not going to notice a whole lot of difference. You'll see the new rookies. You'll see, a few updated stats. But as far as putting together a dynasty and playing the season, you actually get a different balance to the game. A lot of the stats have been changed so that you get it's just a more realistic feel.
So
how did you update that anyway?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. That's a great question.
Well, you can do it if you have. You can download these things online that are set up for Action Replay. So that if you
have Action Replay on mine,
you can basically download them, and I don't know how to use Action Replay, so I don't know. But I just actually use mine. I FTP mine into my modded Xbox.
Okay.
Or actually, I copied it to a DVD and put it on there. So if you have a modified Xbox, it's really easy. Otherwise, you need an Action Replay, or a lot of these places will let you send them a memory card. And they'll load all the rosters on.
No, that's pretty cool.
$20.
So, I don't play any of the sports games. I mean, I know all the different ones. With this contract they got going, so what is it? No one else can make a football game with the actual stats?
Well, no one can do it with NFL names or NFL.
That's right.
Good lord.
NFL logos
or the official team.
Okay, I got a question. Now, I don't play those sports games unless they involve killing people.
That's what football is.
So, and I'm not sure if people die in that game, so I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
And, football, I got to confess, I may sound like an idiot when I say this, but football is a little bit too complicated for me, so it's not much fun. But
well,
I do have a question.
Soccer, right? I mean, football and soccer, I know.
I hate soccer. Oh, yeah, basically, I hate any sport that involves chasing a ball.
Wow, that narrows it down to very few sports you might enjoy.
He likes curling.
Chess?
Chess, yeah, that's
true. I like
true.
Martial arts, okay? I like martial arts, but that's not the subject, okay? Now, basically, here's the question, and it's not just with football. It's with most sports games. How important is it to you, the gamer, to actually play with, the actual people from the leagues and stuff? I mean, why can't you just play a game that has fictional
players
in it?
If you're a fan, I mean, it makes a big difference. I mean, you want to play as your favorite team.
Well,
right.
I think the stats make a difference, of course. Yeah. I mean, in the game.
The stats make a difference. The personalities make a difference. You see that it's your favorite player you're playing or your favorite team, things like that.
Yeah, you're kind of living out a bit of a dream. It's kind of like, well, I'll never play in the NFL, but here's my chance to coach my own team, to play on my own team, to quarterback for my team I always, that I watch every year.
Well, I also
that's sad, Scott. That should be pretty sad.
Well, I also remember
you're a very sad little man, Scott.
Back in the day,
you say that, but you're like master dungeon master. Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, can you recruit?
Game guy, so I mean, I'm not quite sure.
I'm not a big gamer. Well, I will admit you win this one.
Oh, Chris for the win, dude. Chris for the win.
I remember back in the day when they had, you know, they had football and tennis and volleyball and soccer and hockey games where it had, like, generic made-up teams, and the ones that consecutively sold better and faster were the ones with the real teams.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Brian. Go ahead.
It really helps a lot. I mean, you may not – if you're a big fan of football now, my team is the Carolina Panthers, since we live here in South Carolina, and if they're ever getting beat by a team – and it's just unmerciful, I'll just turn the game off and I'll turn on the Xbox and I'll replay the same game against the same team. Just a little aggression.
Also, graphically, you know what, Scott? I take it back. You're not a sad little man.
Brian,
you, on the other hand, man.
Well, let me tell you something, too. Back in the day, this is back in the mid-90s, EA put out a game called Mutant League Football.
Yep,
and it was just arcadey. It actually was based on the Madden engine, so you had the same kind of play calling sort of dynamics and stuff. But it was
all the players probably looked alike.
Well,
the
players
3D.
That's true,
3D
but
the
players in the old 2D version of this game were all like zombies and like
crazy
killers.
Yeah, they
look
alike now with the latest 3D engines. I mean, you can actually
I'm saying in Mutant League Football, they were actually zombies and creatures and monsters and stuff. So,
oh, literally.
Yeah, it was literally that way. It was not intended to be
heads off and stuff.
Yeah, it was not intended to be like a serious football game. But on the other hand,
it did really well.
It was fun. It was great fun. So what I'm saying is, you don't have to do that. You don't have to have the teams and the logos and all the authorization if you want to make a fun game. It's just that the real money is in the official stuff. Now, if I were Sega, I'd take the engine that Take-Two or whoever's doing it. Who's doing it? Visual Concepts?
It's, Visual Concepts.
Yeah. I'd take that.
Well, Take-Two owns them now.
Oh, that's right. That's why I was thinking
of Take-Two. What happened to that company that was doing a lot of the EA sports stuff, that 989 company?
No, that's
they were doing it for Sony.
That's Sony, Sony Studios, internal gaming.
You know, the 989 company is actually based here in Orlando.
Oh, really?
They're always hiring beta testers to play the new sports games.
What they need to do is always hire programmers and artists to make a better game, because their last couple of years have sucked.
Yeah, they really dropped off.
They've been bad.
Scott, you were saying about the...
Yeah, the whole Mutant League idea. Why couldn't they do that? Couldn't they make a really fun sort of arcadey, not quite Blitz arcade,
it
but...
It would have to be arcade. It'd have to be very
Mario
arcade.
Football?
I mean, because if you're going to be realistic, there's no sense in playing a bunch of fake teams.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's got to be all-out fun. It's got to be just crazy or not.
I think I think Blitz looks actually pretty interesting this year, because they're basing it off of that ESPN show, The Playmakers.
Oh, yeah.
So it's based on that whole league and the personalities in that league. And, you know, in addition to having somewhat arcadey play, I think they've toned down some of the arcade style of it. You actually have assigned, like, you know, during one game, your coach will give you certain assignments, like you have to injure such and such player.
like
off the field.
That's healthy.
That's awesome, dude.
Off
that's
the
awesome.
Field, you can, gamble. Your players can, your players can actually take steroids and things like that. No one has to do drug testing policy.
Beat up prostitutes?
But you actually, you know, you enhance your performance.
Wow.
You have HIV. You have to
remember that.
This is actual
and
information?
People complain because the guy from GTA had sex. Whoa.
Well, no, I mean, but
that
sounds like a
wild.
Pretty interesting concept, but what they're doing without an NFL license. So I think it can be done pretty well.
Yeah.
The only problem is with everyone jumping on the whole, this game ruined my kid's life. I mean, it's not like the real players aren't doing some of this stuff in the news anyway.
Sure.
But, I mean, I wonder if when that game comes out, if it's going to get the same kind of, you know, media attack that GTA has gotten in the last few months.
Yeah.
Well, I think if there's like a locker room mod or something.
No, but I think if it, you know, I mean, I think if it gets a lot of attention.
Yeah,
it's
and,
gonna
instead of hot. Instead of hot coffee, it's hot jockstrap.
Yeah.
The locker room.
Heaven help us all. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's very interesting. I just think with that engine, they'd really have something on that, and they could really make a beautiful game. So, I don't know. We'll have to see what Visual Concepts does. I'm just really glad they still have the hockey license, because that's my game. I really enjoy that.
So. Yeah, and as, well, as a matter of fact, they got the exclusive on the Major League Baseball, so you might see them do that with hockey as well.
Oh, who did? EA got the exclusive on
Take
baseball?
Take two.
Oh, they did?
Take two. Yeah.
Oh, well, touche, EA. Take that right in the freaking shorts.
Well, EA lately, it's getting a lot of, they're getting a lot of hot water over all kinds of stuff. And, I mean, the whole Battlefield 2 server debacle and
Well,
that'd be kind of like the Microsoft, the next Microsoft. I mean, they're huge to begin with.
They're bigger than Microsoft if they keep going. Yeah,
They're doing really well. Well, I think it's certainly a worthy topic. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more, or not a little bit more. We're going to talk a few things about movies, and we'll get into some info about QuakeCon. You're listening to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is the Sea Dog, Chris Daly from Riding with the Window Down. You can find me at ridingwiththewindowdown.com. And like you, I'm listening to the Extra Life radio podcast.
And we are back. We are back for the show. This is Scott Johnson, Extra Life Radio. Thanks for being here. I got some things I want to read.
Uh-oh.
And I can't find them.
84 and 7 years.
No, nothing that boring, I hope. go ahead, but
are you gonna read greens and
you're
gonna read Green Eggs and Ham now?
No, I am. I am not reading Green Eggs and Ham.
It's the movie stuff, right?
Yeah, listen to this. 40 things that only happen in movies. I think you guys will get a kick out of this, and I'm sure that we being the movie geeks we are will agree with a lot of this.
I only read.
It is always possible to find parking spots directly outside the opposite building you are visiting. Boy, I read that like my five-year-old. I don't know what's wrong with me. How about this one? Television news bulletins usually contain a story that affects you personally at the precise moment it's aired.
Hey, I got a question, actually. I got a question about things that I've seen happen in the movies. Do toasters up there in the United States really spit out the toast that
No.
Much?
Oh, yeah,
toasters
man.
Out here, I mean, that doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't happen.
You have to catch it.
Yeah, you got to
no,
catch
it.
Doesn't.
That should be one that should be on that list.
It should be. Because
if you
it's
watch
not,
any
though.
Kind of movie or TV show or
the
TV
toaster
series.
The always spits it out. And you
yeah,
just...
the bread always
Actually,
launches.
You know what I'd like to know is who produces those toasters for those scenes?
Yeah, I know.
Does someone actually modify toasters for that?
The George Foreman toaster.
They're spring-loaded, dude.
Or is there a brand that makes specifically movie toasters?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think.
What about the one, what about they're in a truck, the truck is about to explode, they get out, close the doors, and run. I mean, let's make sure we close the doors. Yeah.
That's always a good one. That should have been on this list, too, and it's not. But there is this one. All bombs are fitted with electronic timing devices with large red digital displays, so you know exactly when they're going to explode.
That's because all terrorists shop at Radio Shack.
That's right.
Right, exactly.
If staying at a haunted house, women should investigate any strange noises wearing only their most revealing underwear. Hey, that's
well,
not just
you know,
the
you
law.
Also include, yeah, but, you should but, also include, I actually made a comic strip about that a long time ago. If you're going to choose a weapon, you're supposed to choose the most, you're supposed to choose the useless one. You know, like if you have a big wrench, a screwdriver, and a candlestick, you, of course, choose the candlestick.
Good words. Words to live by. Words to live by. Here's this.
Oh,
this,
and if you're running, and if you're running from somebody, falling is a must.
Oh, of course. At least one.
Dude, this stuff writes itself.
Yeah, you got a trip.
How about this one? Guns are like disposable razors. If you run out of bullets, just throw the gun away.
For sure.
They never keep those guns, man.
No, it's like for all... Just think, I mean, even if you don't want the gun, you could at least pawn it and get some money off
something,
of
something, somewhere.
They put it usually in a mailbox, right?
Yeah, they stuff it. They'll stuff it
or
in there.
If you believe all movies and TV shows, if you drained any lake or river, it's the whole bottom of the lake or riverbed should be covered in weapons. Right. Since everyone always throws it off a bridge or whips it over into a river.
Now here's a good one for war fans.
For movies, if a child, if a little kid doesn't speak, it immediately means he's a genius. I mean, that is what happens with kids in movies.
Hey, that's what happens with real kids. Speak,
he's a genius.
That yeah. happened to you?
Okay, try this one.
Of course.
Try this one on for size. You will survive any battle in any war unless you show someone a picture of your sweetheart back home. That's automatic death. You're dead meat, dude, if you do that. One,
your mother-in-law.
Yeah, one man shooting at 20 men has a better chance of killing them all than 20 men firing at once. And this is the best part. They call this Stallone's Law.
Actually, if you notice in a lot of like movies where there's like a huge amount of thugs, it looks like most of the thugs were trained at the same school G.I. Joe and Cobra Command went to, because they can never hit anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are the worst.
I remember once reading that one of the most amusing quotes from Star Wars is when Obi-Wan is walking with Luke in Episode 4, and he says, like, oh, no, those aren't sand people, because those blasts are way too precise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And in all those movies, it is rare if
anyone's precise.
A hits anything.
Yeah, those two, the stormtroopers are full on retarded. Cross-eyed. Yeah, they were retarded, dude. They were
yeah,
cloned
no,
too much. Too much cloning. Let's see. Last one. When you turn out the light to go to bed, everything in your room will still be visible, just slightly bluish. That's classic. All right. Well, that does it for the movie stuff. I want to get right into a conversation because we're running out of time. We're almost at the 45-minute mark. With Sasha, who is with us for the first time this week, potentially could be a semi-regular dude around here. And the question we want to ask him today is a little bit about his experience at QuakeCon there in... Where was it held? Remind me of where it was held.
Well, this is the second time that it's taking place in Grapevine, which is, I think, northwest of Dallas. It's kind of a lake resort. Previously, it took place downtown Dallas, and before that, in Mesquite, where its office is.
How many years have they been running? How long has QuakeCon been
there? They got started in '96. About 50 or so people basically went to a hotel in Garland. You know, brought their computers at one of the basically convention rooms there. They hooked them up and started playing Doom and Quake, and they had like a few unofficial tournaments. You know, guys from IT, you know, were not very far away, so they stopped by, and, you know, over the years just became very popular and expensive, so, you know, a lot of sponsors were drawn in to finance the infrastructure, everything. And,
well, tell us about the show. What stood out? What games are looking hot? Is Quake 4 looking good?
Well, let's see. This is my fourth consecutive QuakeCon. I highly suggest if you guys, you know, have the time and, you know, near Dallas, stop by. It's completely free to attend. Like this one was the 10th annual QuakeCon. And, of course, Quake 4 was the big game of the show.
Yeah.
It looks really good. I mean, it has the action of Quake 3 when it comes to multiplayer. Of course, the graphics are really, really good because they're based on Doom 3 engine. It's going to take, again, a supercomputer to run it, so, you know, we're all screwed, basically.
Did they show console versions of the game as well? I know that's in development as well.
There wasn't a console version out yet. They are currently working on a Xbox 360 version. They're going to go for a simultaneous launch. That's what Tim briefly mentioned. And, you know, the game that was running on Xbox, there was Resurrection of Evil, I think. It's basically like a sequel to Doom 3.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it like an expansion or something?
I was asking the same question. I guess, you know, it's a big cash cow. They got to make some more bucks out of it. I don't know.
Wow.
Do they have duct tape in this one finally?
Hey, they have, I think, figured out that duct tape is very important.
Apparently, we all know from playing Doom 3 that after the apocalypse, tape no longer exists on the planet.
You know what? I'm sitting here thinking, I'm sitting here thinking, why is he complaining about duct tape? Is it to like strap down a demon and make him shut up? And then I realize what you're talking about. It's that flashlight, isn't it?
Hey, I want to say something. I want to inform all you, my friends, and all the listeners of the Extra Life Radio podcast that this week I have played for the first time Doom 3.
All right.
Oh,
congrats.
Wow. Have fun getting bored after about five levels.
Yeah.
So did you
already happened. It already happened. Yeah. It already happened.
You know what?
But I made it. I was like, ooh, pretty shiny and boring.
But I think what really stole the show, guys, was some of the innovations that were kind of shown. For instance, the physics cards. It's a PCI add-on card that, you know, we'll probably see in a near future that basically takes away all the physics calculations from the CPU and the GPU. Oh, so essentially, okay. we'll see, you know, like tanks exploding in 1,000 pieces. You know, we'll see fluids, so a lot of neat stuff.
So now, when we upgrade our computers, not only do we have to buy a good sound card, a graphics card, we're going to need
and a physics card.
Physics card.
Well, right. Remember, keep in mind, there's some built-in crap in the Xbox 360 that supports a lot of these physics engines, and so there may be a cheaper way to the end result.
The thing is if I launch a rocket. And I'm playing the new Unreal, because some of those new pictures of the new Unreal tournament look amazing.
Yeah.
If I shoot a tank, I'm like choking to death.
Now. Don't choke.
Dude, that was sick.
If I shoot a tank, whether it blows up in 50 pieces or 10, I really don't care.
Well, that's the
thing. I just want it to blow up.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, John Carmack wasn't very impressed with that because he said, you know, unlike graphics, physics, it's impossible to scale it. Essentially, you know, when you have physics going on in a game, it's going to be happening behind you. So, you know, the calculations are going to go on. It's not like graphics where if you're viewing in one angle, the rest of the scene is not rendered.
Yeah.
Physics is going to be calculated all around you. And it doesn't matter if you're running 1,024 by 768 or 800 by 600. It's the same thing. So he says it's going to be a while. I mean, the guys that kind of did the demos, you know how the tech demos are? You know, everyone is like, wow.
It's pizza going.
Oh, what is that? Pizza?
It's the phone.
Oh, no, I always love it when Scott takes his telephone on the podcast.
I can't even find it.
It's the mothership. It calls Scott every once in a while.
Take us to our leader.
Sorry, my brother-in-law, you should hear him complain about how I answered the phone on the show before. He was really pissed about that. Well,
say it again.
Let me ask you this, Sasha. Here's another quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
When Carmack got up and did his deal, his keynote, what did he say? I mean, was anything groundbreaking coming from him? Is there anything that we should be looking for?
Well, he's finally giving away the code behind Quake 3, so it's under GNU, you know, license now. Anyone can use it and make money off of it, so that's kind of cool. And, I mean, his keynote was mainly in regards to the current state of gaming technology, blah, 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 but I think that he spoke a lot more about, like, mobile gaming, PSP, you know, he's very impressed by it, and you know, he wants to get into sort of the simple games. He thinks that, you know, at this point, there's very little originality in these big titles because, you know, it's just sequel after sequel.
Really?
Yeah. Hello. Right. Yeah.
Where's he been, you know?
I know. He's been coding, apparently.
Yeah.
Stuff, but,
well, that's pretty cool. I just imagine hearing from him would be really good.
It was a lot of stating the obvious.
Well, you know what really impresses me now that you say that he's impressed by the PSP? You know what really impresses me?
What's Cabbage?
Bears. You know, I'm really impressed by bears. Yeah,
bears.
Let me ask you,
the bears?
It's off the subject, but some of you guys have the PSP, and I keep reading all over the net that everyone's ticked off because there's no firmware 2.0 yet.
No, it's out. It's out. There's just no way to crack it so I can keep playing my MAME games and
but
stuff.
But if you have 1.5, I mean, there's a bazillion applications. I have it, and I mean, you can get anything, really. I mean, it's like nice browsers, anything. But guys, just want to end the QuakeCon thing. There was a great show that this was non-computer, non-gaming related. Mr. Sinus. It's like a group of comedians from Austin. They're kind of like the Science Theater 3000.
Oh,
wow. They basically play bad movies, you know, in a giant kind of a movie theater and trash them. Well, Red Dawn, Patrick Swayze, was shown this year, and I don't think I'll ever watch it the same way again.
I love that show. I love Red Dawn. All right. Patrick, you know what I just realized? Holy magoli. It's 52 minutes. We have to end this freaking show. People are sleeping.
Holy magoli. Did he just say holy magoli?
He makes up words.
I do make up words. Here's some more I'm going to make up. It's been a pleasure, everyone. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't make that up.
I was going to say, it has been a pleasure. I've heard that one before.
No, it has actually been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to deal with you guys. So, Andrew, Brian, Sasha, Chris, Obsidian, Brian.
Hi, from Cambodia.
Did I say Brian twice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris.
Well, thank you. I am the most important.
That's twice for Chris.
Yeah, but Chris is twice as nice, so that's
Hey, Scott, repeat my name. Repeat my name.
Obsidian, Obsidian, Obsidian. Is he a monkey? Is he a monkey? Is he a monkey? All right. Well, that is going to about do it for the Extra Life Radio podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope you guys continue to support the show. Keep subscribing to us. Vote for us at podcastalley.com. Hit that subscription button over at iTunes. I would love to break the top 100. Do you know what that would do for my ego? It would stroke it like no other. Anyway, everything we do is because of you. We are now getting about 4,000 listeners per show and growing. And I hope it continues on the upward spiral. Again, thank you to the listener. Thanks to the guys from the show. And we will see you guys real soon. You've been listening to the Extra Life Podcast. If you'd like to participate, send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com, or call the Beef Line, 206-350-BEEF.